Danny tees off in South Africa. Member Danny Daniels from Norfolk recently competed in the World Blind Golf Championships in South Africa, writes Hazel Wills. At the end of March, member Danny Daniels, 85, represented England and Wales at the six-day World Blind Golf Championships in South Africa. Amazingly, Danny came 24th out of 38 competitors, which was a dream come true, particularly as he was by far the oldest player there. Danny says, "I love sport and I've always been determined. As a 10-year-old, I wanted to play football for England. I've had lots of success in golf lately. Last year, I won the Order of Merit for the over 65s and came second in the overall Order of Merit for England and Wales blind golf. Called up for national service in 1955, Danny signed up for a full career with the Royal Air Force and served for 22 years. His career took him around the world from the beautiful weather of Hong Kong and Gibraltar to the freezing extremes of the Arctic Circle. He says, "One of my most memorable moments with the RAF was being sent to Goose Bay in the very north of Canada, inside the Arctic Circle. I was working as an aircraft servicing chief at the time and went to coordinate the servicing of the Hercules fleet. The blizzards were intense, and if you didn't obey the rules, you could have been lost permanently." After leaving at 40, he joined civilian life at an engineering company where he worked for 24 years until his retirement. In 2009, he noticed his eyesight was failing and discovered he had the age-related degenerative eye disease, macular degeneration. He says, "My sight went downhill quickly, and by 2011 my macula had done its worst and I was registered as blind. I'm now completely blind in my left eye and I have around 5% vision remaining in the right eye. I was devastated when I found out and felt depressed for a long while. I'd lost my independence and felt that my life was going to be miserable as I now had to be totally reliant on others. I stopped playing golf, which I'd taken up as a hobby 7 years earlier, and couldn't even do the gardening. I felt really isolated during that time. It was only when I joined the charity and visited the Brighton Centre that I realised my life wasn't over at all. After my week in Brighton, I came away with a new mentality, which was, you can do it if you want to. I was determined to put my life back together again and excited to get back on the golf course. This can-do attitude Blind Veterans UK has instilled in me led me to where I am now, and I couldn't be more grateful. Hearing other members talk about their achievements really spurred me on. May sound silly, but I was given a chopping board to help me cook safely. And now whenever I look at that chopping board, I say to myself, you can do it if you want to. Blind golfers have challenges to overcome. When I look down at the ball, I can't see the shape. It's as if I'm looking at a ball of fluffy cotton wool. Because of this, we have three rule changes. We can ground our clubs in all hazards, including sand. A club can be placed on the ground so we know we're hitting the right way, and a guide is allowed to stand directly behind us. Other than that, we play by the same rules and with the same equipment as Tiger Woods.